Four Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, and welcome to Fort Recovery Radio. I'm Dave Kopp, along with Bob Stogler and Neil Spencer. We're going to bring you the last MAC baseball game of the big season here of 2023 at the Stockade tonight, Bobby, in a game that was delayed from rain weeks ago and finally getting her in. So Knoxville boys are out there warming up. But that song that was playing when we put our headphones on, you cannot think of anything but Shrek.
Shrek.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shrek was awesome. Liking him. Indians coming off a tough nine-inning loss on Saturday to the Lincoln View or the Arcanum Trojans, and a game that me and Spencey thought we might have had her in the bag, and they come up, score seven runs in the top of the seventh, take a one-run lead. We battle back, get one in the bottom half of the seventh, tie things up, and then they take a one-run lead, and we had an opportunity in the ninth. We had an opportunity. We had guys at second and third, nobody out. And just could not push one across the plate to tie it up.
No, I had some base running blunders in there, and that was a good game because that was good competition. It was getting us ready for the tournament, and now we get to come out here. Let's get some bats out. Let's take care of business early and get ready for tomorrow night.
That's exactly
where it's all focused.
I think that's exactly right, Bobby. And, you know, tomorrow night tournament starts. LCC rolls in here with a. Pretty close to a 500 record, if I'm not mistaken. I saw that in the paper. And, you know, they're not going to come in here and just think, hey, we're done with baseball. They're going to come in here and try to win this ball game, and the Indians better be on top of their game. So, like you said, let's get the bats out tonight against a young and just nine players only, New Knoxville Ranger team. So,
yeah, and I think they're pretty shorthanded tonight, too. So.
Yeah, so we'll see once how things go here for the Rangers this evening. But Indians are going to be – going to battle here with normal lineup. Landon Post will be playing second. He'll be leading us off. Caden Greasy at third, batting second. Caden Greasy pitched a pretty good game Saturday. And he was sailing through it. He had eight putouts in a row, and all of a sudden he just kind of lost it. And his balls was coming in there high, and he got the bases loaded. And lo and behold, we bring in Sage Wendell. Sagey comes in from the outfield. Nobody out, bases loaded. Gets a pop up and a double play.
Yeah, absolutely. Sage throws strikes. He plays to contact. And
yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah,
and I was all fired up about that. Sage did good, and then of course he was in there when we gave up the three runs later in the game, and then we had the young receivers came in and finished up the game, and he pitched all right.
And he got a big hit too. A
couple youngsters in there. Yeah, Reese drove in the tying run in the ninth, and. That was a fun game. You're exactly right. Troy Holman will be out in center field. Again, I think he'll play a couple innings, and that'll be about it. That's what he has done in the last couple of games. He'll be batting third. Kale Ramel out in left field, batting fourth. Daniel Patch will be over at first base, batting fifth. Sage Wendell out in right field, batting sixth. Bo Tin's going to DH for Jackson Irving, who's going to get the start tonight on the mound. Riggs Toby behind the plate will be batting eighth. And Alex Deuce at shortstop. Alex Deuce had a couple great plays on Saturday. Wow, he was good. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. And we'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes. Any occasion, from football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families, we have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry, we have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews for Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know I can't wait to spend more time enjoying the great outdoors. Kalb Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer, so we are marking all sunscreens and chemical-free bug repellents 15% off in the month of May. Stop by your local Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio. Bob Sogner and I are going to bring you the baseball action tonight. The final MAC game. The Indians come in here at 4-4 in the league, and the Rangers are 0-8. So Rangers just having a tough stretch here in baseball, Bobby.
Yeah, they are, Calpy. And, you know, this is the final regular season, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. First of all, give us a grade for your Indians so far.
Well, I tell you, I'll be honest, I thought with the senior leadership that we had and we have, I look for us to have a better record than one game under 500, mm-hmm. Bob. And I think if you talk to the seniors, I think they expected the same. And they had opportunities. Yeah. I mean, we had opportunities. We had so many close games in the league. And I can think back to Frizzell's, and we did the game at Coldwater. St. Henry was a close game. You know, you take those three games and you put that on top of us, and now all of a sudden, you know, we're 7-1 instead of 4-4. But we just need to get the timely hits, and that's been our Achilles heel all year. You know, that's my thought. So if I had to give them a grade, I'd only go with about a C.
Yeah. Yep.
Honestly.
But guess what? We got a chance now to get it turned around.
That's exactly right.
Jackson Irvin's on the mound tonight, and
Jackson played good at third base the other day, and he gets the start and first pitch going in there and swung on and found back to the screen for strike one.
What would you give us on our pitching?
I think our pitching has been at least an A minus,
yes.
If anything, not an A. I think our pitching has been fabulous. That one's in the dirt.
So to average that out and make about a D in timely hitting. well, for the most part.
Timely hitting has been a struggle all year. We had the opportunity again to win a game on Saturday and couldn't get to hit. But
could not make it
like
happen.
Bobby says, you know, that this is our last regular season game. We're turning things around, and tomorrow we're 0-0, just like LCC. So start a new season. That ball's a little outside also. Two balls and a strike now to the leadoff man, Luke Stockler. Another one outside. After getting ahead 0-1, throws three straight balls, and now he finds himself in the hole. Three balls and a strike. That pitch swung on and missed right there. 3-2 count now. Yeah, I think, you know, at this point, I think Jackson's just got to go out there and just throw him right down the pipe. There's strike three looking. Nice job.
You called that one, bub.
Yep, that was a good one.
You're unbelievable.
Number 21, Jay.
One up, one down. And that's going to bring Jay Waterman to the plate, first baseman for the Rangers.
St. Henry wins the MAC this year. They go 9-0. I would have bet $1 million they wouldn't have swept it.
I totally agree with that.
Yep. I would have lost $1 million. Coldwater plays tonight. They probably would go 6-3. And then Versailles 6-3, Minster 5-3, St. John's 5-3, Bremen 4-4, the Indians 4-4, Marion Local completed at 2-7, Parkway 2-7, and the Rangers 0-8 in league play this year.
Absolutely. Pretty curveball in there by Jackson. Makes it no balls, two strikes.
How are you?
Big Feed joins us in the house. Yep. First guy struck out looking. This guy's in the hole, 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 delivery. Swung on and missed right there. Strike three.
Nice.
Back-to-back K's here to start the game for Jackson Irving.
Now batting number 20, Parker Jones.
And that's going to bring the number three hitter, Parker Jones, to the plate. Catcher four.
How fired up are these guys? Last week of school, senior year. Jeez. Can't wait to get out of here.
Party tonight?
Pitch a little bit outside.
I'd say every night.
Yep.
Cigars wide open.
Smoking cigars in history class.
Yep.
I pitched a little outside.
I don't know.
Two balls, no strikes.
When he misses, he ain't missing by much.
No,
nope.
I know.
Nope, he's right around it.
See him bounce back here. There's a swing and a miss.
How many games do you think Daniel, Annie, and Brian Patch has watched the Daniel play?
Baseball games?
Yes, wraps up his career here.
A bunch. There's a swing and a miss.
Because that little crapper's been playing baseball since he was four.
Yeah.
My guess
traveling
is
all
20,
over the United 000. States.
20,000.
That's a lot.
He's played a lot.
Here comes a 2-2. Gets a piece of that one, fouls it back to the screen.
I mean, I'll bet it's close to 60 a year.
Oh, I'd say
for
probably.
ten years?
I mean, well,
yeah. Well, this year they'll be watching 25 high school.
That one's in the dirt.
Yep. Hey, we name a principal tonight. Elementary principal gets named tonight.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We know it's a woman because Larry let the cat out of the bag the other day.
Here comes a 3-2 offering. That's in the dirt, ball four.
Huh?
Because it's not official yet.
We're blabbers.
No, it's not official. They're not supposed to. Yep, and that'll be, I think the meeting's at 6:30 tonight, so about the time this game will get over, it'll be official.
Where was that? This guy.
Yeah, that looked pretty good.
Tiny strike zone. Ball one.
Now,
don't know.
A couple of weeks ago.
I know the Overman boys out there doing the bases.
He just about had his hat taken off the other day on Saturday. Woo! Another pitch looked pretty good. That was a ball. Might have been a little outside. A
couple of weeks ago, one of the schools had somebody all lined up. They bring her in to do to sign the contract, and she says, "Well, I got a better offer." So that's why they don't make it official. Why they don't say it till they sign the contract.
You making that up, Spence?
Yeah,
no.
He's making that up.
No, I don't remember who it was, but somebody around here.
He wants to hear himself talk.
Here comes a 2-1 offer.
My mom always told me that. You know, some of the things you say, I think maybe you just want to hear yourself talk.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, I can just turn you guys off, and I'll just do all the talking.
Well, that'd be all right, and I'll head home.
I did that 4 games in a row. You guys made fun of me because I lost every game, but you didn't come help me.
Here comes a 2-2. Well, I got to tell you, I have. This morning I pulled out a – Jackson strikes out the side right there on a swing and a miss. This morning I pulled out a wild onion at work.
Ooh.
And I got it on my hands, and then I must have wiped my face the entire day. I smelled nothing but onion.
I hate onions.
And you hate onions, yeah. So if you get a whiff of onion, I didn't eat it. I tried to pull it out. All right, we're through a half an inning.
Why didn't you eat it?
Because I couldn't get it out. It slipped right in my hand. So anyhow, we're through a half inning. No score here at the Stockade.
To feed your family on a busy night, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill, and Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound, Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound, boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound, boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout: fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray, and be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
All right, welcome back to the Stockade. Getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Going to be Landon Post, Caden Greasy, and Troy Homan.
Is that the loudest song I've ever heard?
Oh, all right, Fancy. We can talk. Very, very good.
Yeah.
We're complaining about the PA speakers is what we're complaining about. It's loud as can
loud.
Be.
Isaac, how loud you got that? A 9? What you got it cranked up to? 9?
He's got all kinds of numbers over there.
He's only got 40 days left.
He don't care.
Nope. See you later.
I got an invitation to his graduation party.
Absolutely. I gave him some bad news on Saturday. He gave me that, and I said, you know, I said, I only give 10.
You give 10?
I give 10, and I eat 20.
Mine was going to go 15.
You're going to give 15?
$15 is what I'm giving this year. 15.
I go 10, and I eat 20, and drink at least 10. It's a lose-lose.
How about
lose.
You, Fee? Where are you at?
I'm about 13.
13? Yeah,
right
in the middle. You're going to get a good 25 from this
25
trio.
From three.
Perfect. All right, Luke Stockler on the mound here for the Rangers, and he's going to face 1-2-3 here for the Indians, and let's see if we can get some runs on the board here in the first inning.
Field's looking good.
Yes, it is. Look how they mowed it out there.
Yeah. Got a little diagonal stuff.
Who do you think
on.
Mowed that today?
I think Vonnie's been mowing it.
Vonnie.
Jeff Vaughn.
Jeff Vaughn mows?
Yeah, he mows our
He's in charge, baby.
Yeah.
Jeff Vaughn.
Jeff Vaughn?
He's a greenskeeper.
Yeah, he mowed it last year, too.
He's Bill Murray.
Jeff Vaughn.
You know who I'm talking about.
Jeff Vaughn.
What
Jimmy's...
in the hell does he know about mowing grass?
I tell you what, he's stellar out there. He works it.
Pull the cord and start driving.
But it swung on and popped up. First baseman looking to make a play over in foul territory, and he does. So Landon goes down with a P3.
Well, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of.
Yep. You didn't know Meat was mowing
no.
the grass?
Pay him.
No.
Pay him $11,000.
Ain't bad.
Too
and
bad.
And then Clay Schmitz also helps him mow. So if Jeff can't make it, Clay goes out and mows.
Clay's got her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was a professional job, so.
You're thinking, Smitty, that was popped
that? Up. Going to land around top of the.
Up and over us. Over in the girls' softball field.
Softball?
That hit Olivia right in the head.
Mom!
She'd out there running around.
She'd throw haymakers. She'd come up here. And
who hit that?
That's what she was in. Greasy steps in there. 0-1. Looks at a curveball outside.
Did you see the play Tony Greasy made Saturday?
You got one handed catch over there,
yeah,
foul ball?
Right over the golf cart.
Piece of cake. That one's high.
Sticky hands.
He's cocky. He was cocky, too.
Was he? Was
yeah,
he blowing off
yeah,
down there, too?
I don't know if he's listening now or not, but. Yeah, and then you made fun of me.
I didn't make fun of you, did I?
Well, I just said Bobby's getting that one coming up on the golf cart.
Oh, it came right at you.
Yeah.
There's a ground ball, weak ground ball to the third baseman. He fields it clean, fires across the field, and he is out. That'll go down 5-3 in the old scorebook.
Now batting number 11. Mm-hmm.
So two up, two down. Troy Holman steps to the plate.
We're going golf this year, and we're done.
I tell you what.
It's unbelievable. Can't even play. Finally could have played. It's Mother's Day. So you can't play.
I think with Spencey down at the concession stand, what we ought to do is just put the headphones down.
Yep.
Let's go play. Sneak down those steps and just hide somewhere when he walks up and sees nobody.
He'd be mad and everything.
He would have.
He'd have three sets of headphones.
That would be classic.
What's going on?
Where'd them guys go? Oh, they said
he'd go back to play-by-play from where we left off.
Yeah. Oh,
my Here's gosh. What happened.
All right, Drew Boy in front. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. That swung on. Another weak ground ball over the first baseman. First baseman has to hurry, and he does. He makes a nice little backhand flip over to his pitcher. They get him by half a step. And the Indians, three up, three down. So we'll go to the top of the second.
We got no
score here.
Talk.
And we got no commercials, so we can talk about something. We got a big game tomorrow night, Fee.
How about that game? Who are we playing?
We got the LCC rolling into town. He's on top of his game. Tomorrow night sectional starts, Big B.
Yes, sir.
And LCC rolls in. We click the old record books back to 0-0, and we try her again.
New season.
Yep. So Mother's Day, what'd you get, Lucy?
We went out to eat. Went out to eat for lunch.
Nice. Where at?
She picked wings and rings.
Oh.
So we just went over to Portland and ate. And then,
did you get those areola fries or them?
I get those fries.
They're the greatest things ever.
And nobody in my family likes them.
What? Parmesan, something or other?
Yeah, Parmesan aioli fries.
Yes.
They are really good.
If they get them, if some, like Joelle eats them, she scrapes all the cheese off of them.
The best part.
Yeah. They like the Saratoga chips, so they eat those.
Oh. Fee likes those. Him and Kim are Saratoga.
No. I'm a downer on them.
What are you eating?
My wife likes them.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I love them. French fries are awesome.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Can't beat them.
I got my wife a new rain gauge.
New rain gauge?
Yeah.
Nice.
A dandy?
Yeah, real nice one. It's got like a little bird on it and glass.
Cool. Sweet.
And then I've got her a geranium or hanging basket.
Hanging plant. Yep. Nice job.
How about you? Anything?
Nothing.
Zero.
Took her out to eat twice.
Well, that's big.
I got double headed. Third or fourth Laramie chicken.
How much potato salad did you get?
2 gallons.
How'd you do with it?
Gone? Gone.
Dude loves tater salad.
I can eat that.
So you got it to go?
Yeah, tater salad? Took her out to Bill's campground. Ate it all.
You can make your own, you know.
I hate potato salad.
I don't mind potato salad, but. Hey, that one swung on, hit pretty well out towards Cale Ramble. Cale picks it up. Put you in the old mitt, and that was Simon Smith, first batter here for the Rangers.
Simon says,
I think. Number six, Preston. I think we see our first home run here
tonight?
At LeFevre Stockade.
Tonight?
Yep.
Well, it's very possible. Look at that flag. That flag is just dead.
Ain't doing nothing.
Nope.
Yeah, it's very possible.
We ain't had anybody, right?
Nope.
Nope, not yet.
There's not been a dinger here yet.
No dingers.
There was in preseason, Bob. And you don't want to count that, but. The first preseason game against Van Wert.
Oh yeah,
you said somebody hit a grand slam off Troy.
I think the Mac should bring all the fences in about 10
feet. Swing and a miss. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt a thing.
Yeah,
add some. Yeah, you know, every game just sucks.
Look at ours. You know, we're at 290, 295 in the corners. I mean, that's doable.
Yeah.
That should be doable.
Except you got to hit it over the wood stockade.
Got to hit it over the stockade out in right field. There's a swing and a miss.
We ain't really had anybody bounce it off one off the stockade yet either, have we?
Cale Rammel's been the closest, I think, for us.
We had a kid. We had a kid's Saturday. Had a slicer that went over there and actually rolled around in the visitor's bullpen.
Hmm.
But it was fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just went, landed and went over there and bounced around. Never made it to the far wall, but.
Yeah.
Four strikeouts on the game here so far for Jackson Irving.
Jackson's on his game.
That was a smidgey inside.
How about my two-man partner?
Who you got?
Banky?
Yep.
Banky got a bad shoulder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had a delay. We're supposed to play tonight.
Really?
Is that right?
Yep.
Just ibuprofen. He's 87.
So I told him.
Oh, he can.
I called them guys. I said, here's the deal. My boy's got a bad wing. Problem is he's 85. So I'm sure how fast it's going to get better.
Oh, swing right there. So we got him.
How?
Strikeout right there for Isaiah.
Chris Rendler and Mark Gales.
Billy Joel moving out.
Da-na. All right, we got one and a half in the books. And the big fella, Jackson Irving, with five strikeouts out of the six so far. We go to the bottom of the second. No score here in the fourth.
Good move, Sharista.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. And Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Halber Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Holy cow, we're back here at the stockade. Cale Rammel comes up, takes the first pitch, and I mean, he painted that baby down the line.
Mm.
Just foul.
Is Cale going to play basketball anywhere?
Well, the last I talked to Randy.
What happened? Ohio Christian.
He signed a letter of intent to play basketball.
Ohio Christian? Never heard of it.
Oh, great curveball right there, by the way.
So we can go to the Pumpkin Festival.
The Pumpkin Festival, we're off.
Get ready, boys. He might hit this one out.
Here comes the 0-2. He's going to get a curveball right here if he sits on it. No, he gets a fastball.
He's not going to hit it out.
Catch that one, Tony Greasy.
That's going all the way to Sharpsburg Road.
Yeah, Matt Miner's got that one.
Still going. No balls, two strikes to Cale. There's the curveball. Gets him. He's going to take off running. He's going to have to. He's got a chance, and he's safe at first base. Gets away from the catcher, squirts away, and Cale wisely takes off, and catcher can't come up with it cleanly, and Cale, after a strikeout, is down to first base.
You got council meeting tonight?
Yes, I do.
Anything going on?
You know what? I hate to say it, but I haven't read the
ain't seen news the minutes yet.
No, I haven't seen it.
How about anything at Trusty Woods or anything like that?
I've not heard a thing about that.
Dropped the price.
Did they drop her?
That's what I heard. Not too much, though.
Yeah.
There goes Cale. Here goes the throw down to second, and Cale's in there just in the nick of time. Pretty good throw by the young catcher back there, and nice play by the shortstop. Cale slides underneath it.
Bobby, are we doing golf Wednesday for the show?
Kirby's can't.
Oh, he's killing us.
I know.
Just killing us.
There is a ground ball by Daniel Patch.
PGA, right? Yeah. I gotta get
was that this weekend?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Oak Hill.
Hey, speaking of Oak Hill, I talked to my neighbor today, and Grant Kanacki is going to work this summer at Oakmont in Pennsylvania.
Good for him.
Really?
How exciting is that?
Grant's kind of living life right now.
Yes, he is.
He's doing all right, ain't he?
That pitch is high.
He's doing good.
Patchy, your batter. One ball, two strikes. Cale Ramo out at second. Nobody out so far.
Runner goes.
Oh, that was going to hit Daniel 66. In the back.
Right in the back.
That was right between the numbers.
That one didn't hurt too bad.
Cale says, I got to go all the way back.
Guess I had it stolen.
So Patsy down to first, Cale Ramo at second. The Indians got a little something going here with nobody out.
A little something.
Bottom
something.
Of the second inning.
Batting number 14, Sage Wendell.
Sage Wendell going to step in there after a pretty dang good game there on Saturday. I'm sure he was upset with giving up three runs there in the seventh, but other than that, he played fabulous. That he attempts to bunt, bunts it up in the air, foul.
If you had to give your most surprised player this year, would it be Sage Wendell or Alex Dews?
Ooh.
Well, I didn't think that Alex was going to be as good a pitcher as he turned out, but he turned out to be a
damn
good pitcher.
Dude, he's a top three pitcher in the league.
You bet your
bet. Yeah, absolutely.
But Sage has been tremendous, too.
Sage came in.
These two both have had a hell of a year.
I'd say it's pretty close.
I mean, I figured on Ducey being our pitcher, but I didn't even figure on Sage playing. I didn't know if he'd play or not.
Yeah.
Sage came up that night. Bobby went down to where did he come up at? Tri-Village, maybe?
Tri-Village, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys, he had a good game down there.
Yeah, because you guys brought him up.
Yep.
And then he was tremendous ever since after that.
We actually got some good young kids down there.
You know, and he made a great play in the outfield. He made a great play in the outfield. He went after he pitched. He went out to left field, and Reese Evers come in to pitch, and he actually had a double play.
There's a base hit.
That is a hard hit ball by the
– look at this.
Comes a shortstop, and he's going to throw it wide down to first base. That's going to let Cale Ramel come home to score. Patchy over to third. So
he made such a good play there.
He
got so excited and fired that thing. He had plenty of time at first. But.
Yep. He did a hell – that's a nice play, six.
Well, absolutely. So it did look like a base hit, and he backhanded that baby and turned and gunned and threw her wide at first. And Sage reaches on an E6.
We got to run.
Cale Ramel comes around to score the game's first run to make it 1-0. Patchy down at third base now.
Number 10, Bo Tin.
And that brings Bo Tin to the plate. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners at first and third. Bottom of the second, excuse me.
Sage, you going to take off?
I'd say no doubter. And there he goes.
Dropped her.
Squirts away from the catcher. No harm done. Boy, they've been nice to get the old Reds a sweeperville there yesterday.
Yeah. They called up the shortstop, didn't they? McLean?
Did they?
Yep.
They've been getting a lot of heat.
Yeah.
He must be tough.
Called him up. He's starting tonight.
Good for him.
Is there any chance?
I pitch.
Come trade deadline, we're actually looking to pick somebody up.
Hey, right now we're only 4.5 games out.
Yeah. We could hang right there.
17 and
– we'll get swept by the Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
That curveball stays high.
Little kid's got a little bit of a wrinkle there, don't he?
Well, he actually threw a good curveball to Cale.
Slow one.
Yeah, it's not a lot of smoke, but
definitely makes a little movement.
There's a fastball, and he gets a piece of that one, brings it back to the Indian dugout.
You know, Bo's had a good year too.
Yes,
Bo's pitched great. Really, yeah. Bo's pitched great. I'm sure he would like to, you know, have hit the ball better, but pitching wise, he's been
top notch.
Yeah, he's been great. Here comes a 2-2. That's high.
You know, and if you got a healthy Daniel Patch?
You never know.
You just don't know because
exactly
that changes this whole dynamic. Now I'm not saying them guys ain't pitched good, but Daniel Patch.
That one's inside ball four.
Ball four.
He was as good as there was in the league.
No question.
I mean, you lose an arm like that.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have him.
You know,
and especially the way Alex turned out.
Yeah,
we were looking so, you know, and then you got Bo.
And then yeah. Bo's been fabulous too.
So, I mean, we were so looking forward to watching that young man pitch the last couple of years. And, you know, with his arm and his surgeries, he just couldn't do it.
Yep.
No.
All right, Rick Stobie steps in there. Still nobody out. Bases juice. One run across the plate so far in the bottom of the second inning. That one's outside. Evens the count at one ball, one strike.
Graduation party starting. You got any Sunday? Is Apache Sunday?
I don't know. I got the Parker. I got the Clinchern boys.
Yeah.
Pete Parker?
Yep. Them, I love those two.
Are they both Cowboys or just the one?
Just one's Cowboy.
Okay. One Cowboy.
Ooh, that one right across the heart of the plate for a strike. Evens the count again at two balls, two strikes.
Here's another kid that's had a solid year behind the dish.
Oh, he's been good.
Yep.
He's caught every game but one, Spencey said. There's a hard hit ground ball through the third baseman. Base hit. That's going to score Patchy.
No.
And that's going to also score Sage Wendell. And Bo Ten will stay at second. So a nice piece of hitting right there by Riggs Toby. Drives in two runs.
Gets a handful of sunflower seeds from Coach Homan. He's happy.
Two RBIs right there. Makes
Maybe
the
that's
score
what they got
to
do.
Yeah. 3-0.
Start bribing them.
Yep.
Boys, I got a sucker if you get down
yes,
and get a base hit. Boom. There you go. Ice cream gun for a home run. Boom.
That is honestly the first hit of the game. There's a nice bunt right there by Alex Deuce. He goes down and just about beats it out at first, but a perfect sacrifice bunt right there.
That's the way you do it.
Moves runners over to second and third. So Riggs now at second, Bo Ten at third, and that's going to roll back to the top now.
Number three.
To Landon Post. Landon popped up to the first baseman his first time up. 3-0 ball game in favor of the purple and white.
Good inning.
Landon's going to hit base hit here.
That one's going to get by the catcher, and Bo's just going to stay put. Bounced off the padding pretty quick.
Did come back.
Hey, the padding's nice.
It does look nice.
Holly, good job on the padding.
Good padding. Good FR back there.
Looks nice. Huh?
Boosters took care of
Boosters.
That.
Boosters, awesome. Good job.
W-O-W. Like
there's a hard hit ground ball to the third baseman. He comes up with it cleanly. He's going to fire across the field. And that's going to one-hop the pitcher, and it's going to squirt it away. And now here comes Riggsy, and he's going to score. So that scores two on the air.
5-0, Davey.
You fine. Posted down the first. Bo Ten across the plate. Riggs Toby across the plate. 5-0 ball game in favor of the Indians.
Now batting number six.
Landon Post heading for second.
They have a whole bunch. We got a whole bunch of kids playing to dress tonight. So I got a gut feeling.
All the JVs are done. JVs
are all gonna, yeah.
JVs is over. Yeah.
I think
freshmen are done.
Isaac said that the game plan is to get these kids a couple of bats and then put the JV in. So.
Yep.
We're cruising through the second time around already.
Caden told me yesterday that freshmen ended up 11-2.
Freshman had a great year.
Had a nice year.
Dang right.
They got some pretty good players down there.
Caden Creasy, your batter. There goes Landon, and no throw down to second base.
Pretty sure the JVs are over 500, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think they're 500. Well,
really?
Maybe not.
Right at 500?
They were two games over the last time I talked to Gavin Fowler. And I think they were, they played games since then, so very well could be 500.
Yeah. But
I'm pretty sure he told me they were 9-7 at the time.
9-7.
Caden Greasy, your batter. Posty out there at second. One out here so far in the bottom half of the second inning. 5 runs across the plate. That one's a good eye right there. Watches that a little bit outside. 2 balls and a strike. I should probably mow grass, too. I got time for all that.
I got it. Table and chairs, and I got to put them together. Oh, I brought them home.
I'm like, you moron. Why
you
would
did
you do
what?
That?
Well,
there goes
2 days. That's at least 2 days.
Yeah, and then you're going to fight.
Oh, it's going to get. I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah. You get a good lawyer.
That one squirts away, landing down, down to third.
Self defense.
She get them at IKEA?
Yep. Oh, yeah, guarantee.
She got them at IKEA?
Yeah, 5,000 bolts in there.
Why don't you go to Brockman? They got going out business sales.
Yeah, I think she's been eyeing some lamps and stuff up there.
Brockman Furniture going out of business sale.
Yeah, they're about done.
Got a big sign
there's
out
ball
front.
Ball four to Caden.
I'm going to go up there and look at them gliders. Oh, yeah. They're high. Brockman's.
Brockman's.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Holly got a new bike today.
You did?
I seen you guys going after Beth, it. You and Lauren?
Beth Pearson sold everything she had today. Yep, no, everything.
Really?
Yep, so Steve, he's gone.
How much did you get for Steve?
Steve's out $12.
$20.
20 speeder. Yeah,
20 speeder.
She's selling bikes. And she had one neat looking bike. It's a Jimmy Buffett bike.
Yeah.
Margarita bike.
One was purple.
Did you buy it?
What are you talking about, a margarita bike?
Like, no, there's a parrot on it.
Looks good. Jimmy Buffett's.
Yeah.
What?
Chit-chat? You need to pay bills, or what are we doing?
No, we're going to have a pitcher change right here. Looks like a new pitcher coming
in.
Number five, Simon Smith, freshman.
Simon says.
Yeah, we'll take a break, Spencey. We'll come back. Let the young man warm up a little bit.
Neil,
how's that
ready.
Saying?
Oh, he's ready.
Oh, he's always ready.
80 years ago, with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. New pitcher on the mound, Simon Smith, a young freshman here for the Rangers, steps in, and he's going to face left-hander Troy Homan. Five runs across the plate already.
I'm not
sure.
Now, this is no kidding. No, I love this kid. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he has squared one ball up this year.
There isn't a better cut, really.
I know.
And there goes the runner. That's high and over Troy's head. Fake the throw down to second. So, Caden Greasy. Yeah, I don't – I'll be honest – I'm sure he is disappointed with the way he is.
He's been hurt. I think he's had some issues all year. I think.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, just his stance and his attack to that ball. There's a strike right across the Broadway. Probably watching all the way. Two balls, no strikes.
Got a couple RBIs here. Come on, babe.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait a minute. He hit a home run.
That one is high.
He hit a home run.
Yeah, he hit a home run somewhere. I was going to say, he had to
squared that one up.
Might have squared that one up.
All right, I'm an idiot.
Where was that at? I think. There's a hard-hit ground ball to the first baseman. Oh, great backhand. Scoops it up, steps on the bag for an out. It will score Landon Post from third.
RBI.
Yeah, he hit it one out of Houston.
How many home runs we got?
I think that's it.
Is that the only one?
As far as I know.
Ain't been beautiful weather, though, either.
No, it ain't.
All right, with two outs, we roll back to Cale Rammel, who started this inning off with a strikeout and then reached first base after the ball.
For a
he
home
was,
run.
He was saying.
Yeah. First two, he kind of eased, took half swings like he's looking for a base hit.
Yeah. Hey, that one, he thought he'd hit.
Put
hit
the old
the
barrel
copies.
On one.
Blown into Calpe's garage one time.
I ain't got no troubles with that.
Nope.
Comes the 0-1. Swung at that one, boys.
Hey.
That's going to be out of here. Left fielder watching, and that's got to be. Definitely called it. Cale's looking, talking to the umpire. It must have been close.
It was close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was close. All right, now Cale saying, Mr. Umpire, you know we haven't had a home run in this place yet.
I could have just put myself in the history books right there.
Yeah, you took me out of history books.
Right, he's got another shot at it. Swing and a miss. Got him.
That was three home run swings.
That's exactly right. Well, the Indians put 10 batters to the plate. They come up with 6 runs on one hit. And we'll move to the top of the third. I'm going down for a hot dog. We'll be back.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have Village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, we're back here, top of the third inning, 8-9-1. Nathan Stevens, Brianna Cox, and the top of the order, Luke Stockler. Fee, the second season gets underway tomorrow. Indians host an LCC.
Yeah, tough one right out of the gate, though.
And we'd love to advance to Thursday to play New Bremen over at New Bremen.
Yeah, chance to get a sectional title, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. And then if we would win, the districts is at Coldwater Wednesday, Friday. So that's the dates on the Wednesday, Friday.
Wednesday, Friday.
So one game at a time. We're going to have our hands full tomorrow night.
You just got to play one at a time.
And
play good.
Jackson's been tough so far. He has struck out 5 in 2 innings.
5 out of 6. Pretty good. We got major overhaul on different players.
Well, we got Greasy at third. We got
Doocy's at short.
Second is
Hartnagel.
Okay, Hartnagel. First base
Gavin
is
Gavin Fowler.
Fowler.
Yep.
New catcher is
Hart.
Hart.
Brody Hart.
Right field is eating his fingernails.
He is chewing fingernails.
Yeah, he got her. Who we got in right field?
Reese Wendell.
Reese Wendell.
Center field. Nathan Judy in left field.
Receivers.
Tell you what.
We're Isaac, solid.
He can't. There ain't nothing that kid can't do.
He knows them all. Knows everything. Who's a warm-up catcher for Knoxville down there? You pull that one out, that's it.
Ta-da!
That would be Ike Kubzy. Hey, okay.
Swing and a miss, strike 202.
Oh, that's right. They ain't got any backups.
Yep.
Nobody else will put it on.
Yep.
I refuse.
0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Nice job by Jackson Irving. Mowing through him so far. Here's Brianna Cox. New Knoxville does not have a softball program, so I'm sure this little girl decided, you know what, I'll just try
this. Take a chance.
And watched her out in right field. She catches everything, and I hope she gets a base hit here. Even though I love my Indians, I'd love to see her get a base hit.
Yeah.
Little tall ball one. On deck is Luke Stockler, the pitcher. Calpy's got mustard from his.
Got her loaded up.
Yeah.
No, he's
a slob. He's a slob.
Overloaded.
Yep. 2-0. That one's low. Ball 3. Ball gets away, but not far enough. So these kids, we know what grade these guys are in? These little guys? Isaac, what grade's a Hart boy in?
Freshman.
Reese Wendell is a freshman. That's a ball. Ball 4. All righty.
A lot of juniors.
Yep. Hartnagel Jr. Sophomore.
He's sophomore.
Luke Stockler now. Jay Waterman on deck. Luke struck out looking.
I'm not liking. Yeah, there you go.
Swing and a miss. Gabe Coyle, the coach of the New Knoxville Rangers. Why do I keep saying New Bremen?
New Bremen.
I'm an idiot. There's a strike. Nice new pitch.
Starts with new. And they're towards Knoxville.
Yep.
That's right.
Is Jenny Flutter John the principal?
No.
No, she was, right?
Yeah, she, they got anyway.
Swing and a miss.
Two down.
Two outs now. Here's Jay Waterman. First baseman, left-handed hitter. Indians trying to ramp up the season 11-11 and get ready for tomorrow night right here at the
Tourney time. How about the swinging LCC's record, Bobby?
Calpe thought they was 500, so.
500.
They beat St. Henry.
But they did beat St. Henry. That's big.
Holly's got a nice outfit on today. Well, you're all looking good there. What's looking going good on? We're at the school? You don't wear that school.
I wear the school.
No.
Yes, don't. I wear the school.
No.
Yep.
I do at least once a week. Usually, in the wintertime, I got a little sports jacket.
All right, fine. That's outside. Just misses. 1-1. Two outs here in the top of the third. Fee, update on Jaden and get another hit?
He
didn't
did
play yesterday, right?
34. Yep. They didn't play yesterday.
There's a line drive right field. It's going to drop in there for Mason.
No,
throw to second.
Bobby.
Oh, they got her. The force. Nice heads up play by the right fielder.
Well done.
So that's a fielder's choice. Out number three. In the inning, no runs, no hits. A runner left and through 2.5. Your Indians lead 6-0.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here, bottom of inning three. Indians lead at 6-0. On the final regular season game of 2023 and the completion of the first season at the beautiful Lefevre Family Ballpark.
Pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. We are very blessed.
I'll
tell you that. He's,
and don't forget, is it a week from Monday? They're actually going to have the ribbon cutting, the ceremony. Yeah, that'll be good. No games.
No game. Just going to have a little thing
here. Have a little something.
Yeah, it'll be really neat. And it will be. You know, the thing that I love about this is, you know, we know how lucky we are. And I actually think the kids realize how lucky they are.
Yeah, I think they do, too.
You know, I think that they're very, very
I'm
fortunate.
I'm sure, you know, when you go and you talk to the other teams and stuff, and they probably say, geez, this place is nice.
Yeah, it is.
Because it is a college atmosphere. College field is what it looks like.
Yep. All right, here comes Mr. Fowler's first name is Gavin.
Gavin.
Gavin Fowler
takes over for Daniel Patch.
I would guess Gavin will be helping Riggsy out next year a little bit behind the plate.
Yeah. Number 27. Big right-handed hitter. That ball's high up by his eyes.
A little high.
Beautiful night at the old ball orchard today.
Can't beat her.
You can't beat this.
Reds at home tonight?
Reds are at Colorado. Mountain High.
8:05.
I've seen it raining fire in the sky.
Yes, sir. JD.
Yep. Well, it's Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. There's a grounder foul.
Coming this way.
Right at us. Two balls and a strike. We really can't fill out the lineup to say who, because we don't know who's up until I get them. Come on.
Yep.
No, we can't, because we can't see them.
Nope.
Yep.
We can't do it.
Ooh, that one might.
Ouch.
Be, ooh.
Yeah, he's on.
Got him. Just hit by
Reese Wendell. Your next hitter.
Here's Reese Wendell. Took over for Sage. So runner on first now.
Huh? Oh, yeah. This guy's been, he was some kind of football player this year.
Oh, he's going to be a hell of a football player.
Oh, my, yeah.
But I hear reports that we're losing some linemen not going out. And that
hurts.
That bugs me. Hey, as in the famous words of Hoosiers, this is my team.
This is my team, that's you right.
For whoever comes out.
Whoever comes out, they're going to have fun.
Yep. Gets the sign, the big right-hander. Popped foul. That's going to be a souvenir.
Reese, just a little anxious.
Antsy.
Man, he wants to get that. He's leaning forward wanting to get that big hit.
Jerry Byram doing a board today. Jerry Byram can do anything.
Yep.
You have a heart attack, Jerry Byram's there.
He'll save you.
Mm-hmm. He's unbelievable. Got a fire, JB.
Put her out.
Yep. Yeah, you do. If we needed you, you'd be
if
there.
You had to.
If you had to, if you had
they
to
handed
drive
you
the
hose,
truck,
you'd put her out.
You need a school bus driver? Guess who's going to bring her in? JB.
The big guy coming in.
Yep. Well, the guy is.
Need Mr. some numbers on your
he's
scoreboard?
A, he's
our man.
Beautiful citizen of Fort Recovery.
Yep.
You need some cookies?
I missed them.
Cookies?
I wasn't here Saturday.
Ooh, she brought them in?
Yes.
I missed them,
huh?
Too.
You're sitting out there in your golf cart.
Well, you guys didn't tell me they were up here because you had chocolate chip all over the side of your mouth. I was listening the whole time. You guys didn't say, hey, Bobby, we got cookies.
We got cookies. They're delicious.
Jeez.
We can't eat them all.
That's like Jill's got chicken over here. She ain't offered us
hasn't,
one
hasn't
crumb.
Shared it all, has she?
Swing and a miss.
Just missed it.
Yep. So that's one out now. Runner remains at first. Here's
Big
Bo 10.
Bo. Ollie, taking care of you. Yeah, I don't get it. We do baseball, we don't get no pizza. We do basketball, we get no pizza. We don't do football, 900 pizzas.
Yeah, you can't. Can't you walk in the press box, piece of pizza falls in your head.
Yeah, pizza hanging from the roof.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Can't buy a piece
it's
of
pizza. It's because Brewer and Dan Stallman are up there. They always take care of
it. Yeah.
Runner goes, pitch is taken, and he is in there. Stolen base for Gavin.
I could have went on that one, I think.
No, you would never
still
make
gets
it.
Me.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'd have tripped halfway.
No doubt.
Speaking of Don and Dan, last year, Ashley brought some cookies up to the football press box. And
swing
probably
a
dozen, 15 cookies. And I said, you guys want some? Want a couple cookies? Yeah. Came back, there's two cookies.
Boys hit it hard.
I didn't get one, and I saved those two for the announcers. They ate every cookie.
Popped him up. Third baseman says, I got her, boys. And
yeah,
he does.
Good job.
Two outs now. Bo 10 pops out to third.
Brody
and
Hart.
Here's
Brody Hart.
Brody Hart. Brody is the one who scored a touchdown, right, last
yeah.
year?
Intercepted, yeah. Intercepted one at Wayne Trace on the JV game.
Brody Hart.
Don't pick on me, baby. I'll take you to the house.
That a boy, Brody. Number 55. Got his batting gloves on. Looking good. Looks like a player.
He does look like a player.
Pretty good catcher.
He's That's
good.
Like I told, I go to Lane's game. He ain't got no cleats.
Oh, we
got
to get him. We got to get him
He ain't got
stuff.
A batting glove. Ground ball shortstop.
That's
in the
trouble.
Whole tough play with his wheels. Zero chance of getting
You're
him.
Not getting him.
That's an infield single for Brody.
Base hit. Might
Probably
be his first varsity.
I'd say first varsity hit.
Put her in the books.
Here's your shortstop, Alex Dukes.
Oop, coach coming out.
walking slow. Could be a pitching change.
Yeah.
Yep, and he is taking the ball.
I think the coach might be. No?
Nope, he thought the coach might throw.
I thought he was starting to wind up like he's going to throw.
Third baseman is going to come in, take over pitching. Number six, Preston Richling is now your new pitcher for the Rangers. You want to take a break, Spencey? Pay some bills? We'll be right back. Indian baseball, 6-0, Fort.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Oh, yeah, he loves PYT. That's what he requested every time he did a game. Here's Alex Dews, shortstop. Dews, he sacrificed his first time.
Great bunt.
We're outnumbered.
Big boy back. No yellow on him either.
How was the dogs?
Great dog.
Great
dog. We're down to 7 dogs.
Uh-oh.
We better load up for tomorrow.
So. Did we do the Dime a Dog Night or anything this year?
I don't think we did. No?
No. Nothing.
What the hell's going on? Brad Evers always made 800 hot dogs.
He did.
They wasn't very big.
Dime a Dog. No. Size of your finger.
That is ripped.
Right at him. He's snow cone happened. Happy.
Nice job, buddy. Alex don't think it was nice, but it was a good catch.
He hit it
hard. In the inning, no runs, a couple guys left. 3 in the books, 4-6. Rangers, nothing
like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Ah, we're back here at the Stockade. Top of the fourth inning coming up. Jackson Irvin back out there on the mound. He's got 7 Ks so far, Bobby.
Now, Stockade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you come up with that? I thought it was the Battlegrounds or something.
The Battlegrounds is the whole facility.
Okay.
Okay. We just learned this on Saturday. Me and Spencey got schooled.
Okay.
So this is a Stockade, hence
the wood.
The wall out there.
Okay.
And then the other one is called the Fortress.
The Fortress.
The Fortress.
So the girls' diamond is the Fortress, and the boys' is the Stockade, and the overall complex is the Battlegrounds.
So was it the Fortress that they put girls in jail, and the boys were the Stockades?
Maybe
what?
So. That's a good question.
I'll be damned.
Fee, you might be onto something.
I'm onto something here.
I can tell you this.
Fort history.
And I cannot believe it, but I did not know that our girls did not win a home game this year.
Ooh, I didn't either.
Well, they didn't win a league game.
They didn't play that many either, did they?
I mean, they played as many as the boys.
Did they?
No, they had
scheduled than they had home games.
Two more away games scheduled than home games, but.
Who's our athletic director?
I don't know. She's down there somewhere.
Killing us.
She left, didn't she?
She's out.
Oh, she was. We're down to six hot dogs.
Six hot dogs.
She got one.
She won. We're going to have three.
There's
to
a
one,
strikeout right there by Jackson Urban. I'm kind of getting off topic, boys. Number 19,
Tyler. Jackson's going to strike out 36 guys.
Boys, we got a new third baseman.
Owen Konatke down at third base. Big Jimmy K's boy.
Brooks Robinson. They wouldn't have a clue who that was.
No.
Greatest third baseman ever.
Remember that play he made against the Reds about 1970 World Series?
70 World Series.
Mm. I was three. You were five. And you remember the play?
Yes. I was six.
I was seven or eight. Dennis Mankey.
He's the only chance to remember
Dennis Mankey.
No way you remember.
Are you stupid?
Brooks. Brooks Robinson's on their team, and we had Dennis Mankey.
Yeah.
Dennis couldn't field anything. Well, even ahead.
Cowboy, you're a first grader right now. You know baseball.
Should.
Good pitch.
No, I'm going to get mad. I'm going to be quiet.
Are you?
Yeah. Another strikeout by Jackson Irving.
A new shortstop, too.
Give him nine on the ninth through four, three and two-thirds.
Oh, that's Alex Garkey.
It's one of my favorites. You want to know why?
Alex Garkey's short, yeah.
Alex Garkey's my favorite player this year because he helped me do mulch.
He helped mulch your house?
Yeah.
Swinging the
mitts. I said, you don't have to help. I ain't got nothing to do.
Did you send him to 207 Wigs?
He was just like on his bicycle and
he was with Caden. Him and Caden. I had Caden penciled to help. And he brings him along.
Sweet.
I said, you don't have to help. Oh, hell. I ain't doing nothing. I said, you are the man.
What'd it cost?
A couple pizzas.
I gave him all 50 spot.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
I'll be down.
Man, he'll do that.
We'd have mulched for 20, Speeder.
You guys will never do it.
For 50 bucks, me and Calvin and Spence would be right there.
We'll trim.
Yeah, you'd be there for about 15 minutes.
Trim. We will trim. Did you trim, too? Did they trim?
Trim, it's done, baby.
Hey, was that a strikeout? Did I miss it?
Yep, another strikeout.
He struck out the side. Was that looking or swinging, Spence?
Looking.
The big KL. Boys, that's 10 Ks through four in the books for Jackson Irvin. He's putting on a show here. 6-0 ball game going to the bottom of the fourth. The Indians coming to the plate.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey, I got a text here.
Text coming in.
Todd Homan delivering a chopper in Iowa, listening.
Yeah.
To the game.
Keep your eye on the road, for God's sakes.
Now, he ain't driving anymore.
Hmm?
He's already shut down.
Yeah, he's at a bar.
Parker drinking a beer.
Yeah.
He's at a fricker somewhere.
Yep. Wings.
Frickers. Eating wings. Wait, wide
and he already knows 19 people in the bar.
Yep.
Hey,
Joe. Hey, Bob. How's it going, Sam? What the hell? How do you know everybody?
That guy knows more people.
He does know everybody.
Hey, there's a ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman's going to bobble it. I think it's going to be a tough play at first, and he's going to be safe by a good step. So the Hartnagle boy is safe at first. He's in there for Landon Post. Is that Ethan?
Ethan, right? Running back.
Yep.
Nirvana.
Well, Nirvana. Good walk-up song. Owen.
Big O Konapke going up here. He's getting place of Caden Greasy.
We went to the wedding at Nathan No, not Nathan.
Adam?
Adam Smith's wedding.
Yep.
Saturday, and I sat with Todd and Michelle. Me and Jody sat over there, and they had their grandbaby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Peacock.
Yeah.
Fired up.
Yeah, that's a little... Ain't much better than that, boy.
That's tremendous.
All right, Hartnagle boy still second.
Calpe will be there soon.
Yep.
I don't know.
Hmm?
That curveball stays high. I don't even have anybody. I mean.
No boyfriend?
Rachel, nope. No boyfriend there with Rachel and Harrison. He thinks they're way too expensive.
Well, he ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong there. I've been teaching the boy.
Did you teach him about the silo thing? Big P always talked about silo. That. So if you're going to date a girl, get a farm girl with at least two big silos.
The more silos, the more money they got.
I told him you can marry more money in a minute than you can make in a lifetime.
There you go.
Hey, how was your elk the other day? Did you have an elk steak?
It was. You know what?
I talked about it Saturday.
No, it wasn't tough at all, but there is absolutely fat on them babies.
Lean.
And it is just pure meat.
Lean.
And if I had to pick an elk steak or good old Holstein, I'll take the Holstein.
Holstein?
Really?
Get a little fatty on there?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It was fun.
I do like that gristle on that. Whoa.
Ooh. Owen swings at a high one. He goes down swinging.
I like the high cheese.
Owen grunted on.
Yeah.
He knew he didn't want to swing. Couldn't stop himself.
Out number one, that's going to bring to the plate.
Is that a
junior?
Nathan.
There you go. I wanted to say Nate. Derek. I knew that.
Hey, this kid's a hell of a bowler.
Is he a good bowler?
Yes, you damn right.
He's David Cates?
Yep.
Well, you know, now you say that. Kenny Shanahan was getting a haircut when I was in there.
Yep.
And Kenny said, we don't miss a bowling match.
Yeah.
I figured that's probably he had to have a grandkid somewhere.
This kid, right? This pitcher's got a little Kent Tulkalvy. See that last pitch?
He's got a little bit of mustard on it, too. There's a weak ground ball to the third baseman. Tough play right here. No chance he's going to throw him out. I think he did.
Safe, he says.
Calls him safe at first. I'm not sure.
It's close.
Yeah.
Bottom line is bang, bang play, and that's a base hit.
Seven.
For Nate Judy.
And an
RBI, Hartnagle comes around to score. I tell you what, I leave you guys go for an inning.
How'd we do?
And you can't even get me a run.
We didn't get you a run.
Well, we busy.
We might have scored, dude. We just didn't know. We weren't paying attention. It could be 10-0 right now. We're not sure.
All right, receiver stepping into the plate.
These are nice seats, but they're hard on your butt.
Yeah, they're a little.
You're supposed to lower them? You think you drop them down a little?
No, but mine's got the – I think I sat on that one the other day. I thought it was better. This one is kind of hard on the old hemorrhoids. There's a swing and a nipper back to the fence.
I kind of like standing.
Do you?
Yeah. Until I get home, my legs hurts bad.
Yeah, then you're done.
Can't get up.
Can't rub my feet.
No chance.
Here comes Jerry Kramer.
Jerry bringing her in.
5 o'clock Charlie.
5 o'clock Charlie. There goes the runner. Throw down to second. In time is the runner. So Nate Judy over to second base. Wouldn't that be cool if he dropped an old bomb out of that bad boy right now?
Right on top of your shop.
Oh, yeah. No. Not right now. Give it up, man. Make another pass.
Go a little bit farther.
Go over to K&L, drop it. I don't care.
Yeah. No, drop out on 207 Wigs. Hey, you ain't kidding, Spencey.
That one's
although
in the dirt.
It's my yard is fermenting.
Hmm?
Fermenting. What do you call that?
Was it cabbage?
I was going to say.
No, it's seeding.
Seeding?
Weeds?
Yeah. Well, they all do that. Everybody's seeding right now.
It is?
Sure. Springtime.
Sorry.
Popping seeds.
I didn't know, Stoney. Bite my head off.
Stoney.
Well, it's fermenting.
Ferment. That's it. What did I say?
Wine ferments. Swing and a miss right there by the Evers.
Oh, I got like little grass coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Looks nice. But you got to mow about every 3 days right now.
Yeah, it's wide open right now.
Broke a belt on my mower yesterday.
Uh-oh. Todd Homan?
TH has got her out there right now, yep. That one's a popped up. Going to be over the first baseman's head. He tries to go over the shoulder, and it's just foul.
Just foul.
Home plate umpire had no idea.
Home plate umpire was looking for the ball.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it.
Nope. What's the run rule? 10 after 5?
10 after 5. We need 3 more.
I ain't got nothing tonight. You got council meeting, though.
Council meeting.
Council meeting.
Does Neil Spencer still go to the council meetings?
He does. He does. There's another weak ground ball. Third baseman getting picked on big time, miss inning. That one rolls foul for him because that was another base hit.
Oh, I think I might go to council meeting.
Yeah, why don't you come?
Got some complaints?
I'm kind of mad.
There we go.
I'll pick you up. I'll go right past.
I just seen where the Chickasaw.
Ball four. Ball four is going to squirt past the catcher. He flips back to his pitcher, but Nate Judy across the plate already.
Good wheels, Nathan.
Eight.
Eight zip, favor of the purple and white.
Gavin, you got one in you, buddy. Can you give me 291?
I think I seen where the Chickasaw Council is going to yearly payments for their council.
They're going to salary.
Yeah, salary. That's what it is.
That's Big Ben and his crazy ass.
Ben Kramer's a moron.
Oh, that hits Gabby again. That's he got thumped the first time up.
He's got bullseye on
it.
Ouchie, ouchie.
So Gabby down to first.
Well, we got a steal. Put him on. We got a
double steal.
Yep, double steal and a base hit, and we got 10 runs.
Evers at second, Gavin at first. One out here so far in the.
One doll.
Well, it should be the bottom of the fourth. Yeah, we got two across. Very good.
Don't question Jerry Byram. Sorry, Jerry. I'll punch you,
Jerry.
Oh, quick throw back to second.
Ooh, close.
Reese leaning a little bit, making him do it. They had a pretty good little pickoff play.
Yeah, they did.
Reese Wendell, the matter. Another
there
freshman.
There they go.
That one's in the double steal. There you go. Big fee. That's what you wanted.
Me and Coach Ike are on the same. Coach Ike says, I'm starving.
You have like a little.
There's only six hot dogs left.
Probably down to four.
We got to go.
Angie Ramble's nervous down there. We got a tournament game tomorrow night. Somebody's got to get some buns. Got to get some hot dogs.
You better get some food.
Angie, somebody will take care of it.
There'll be a big crowd here tomorrow night.
We got three solid hot dog eaters here.
I'll tell you what. They do a dime a dog on these bad boys.
Ooh.
40 cents. What time? 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock start. I figured LCC, they might go 5:30.
Comes a 2-0, taking all the way, and that's going to be a little low, ball three.
Just a little low.
Reds back home, or where they go?
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain.
At Colorado?
Yep. I like Colorado. Usually a bunch of runs scored.
Usually hit some homers.
That's high, ball four.
Reese says, no, that's a strike. Better go pick my bat back.
He called that a strike?
He didn't call that a strike.
Yeah. I think he did.
Hit the bill of his cap.
Neil, you're exaggerating.
I take that, Mac. Everything I said about him, that was a strike. 3-1 the count.
That
one he hits pretty good. Maybe getting over the left fielder's head. He's going to chase it. That's going to score one. That's going to score two. He's coming around. He's heading to third. Hey, Coach, I ain't going to hold him up with a stand-up triple.
Coach.
He tatered that one.
That would have been neat.
First home run?
First home run was a inside to Parker.
A freshman.
By a freshman, inside the park home run.
Left fielder gave it a heck of a try.
He did.
Left fielder on his horses the whole way, and just off the nip of his glove.
Just barely missed it.
Yep.
So Reese Wendell overstanding on third with a triple. Gavin Fowler across the plate. 10-0 ball game now in favor of the old purple and white boys. See?
You're doing good.
Just got to have me back up here on the old book. Yep. I had a rough stretch this spring, though. Man, I gave the book to Fee. I said, I can't get us a run.
Couldn't do her.
We were struggling.
Farmer's going to town tonight, boys.
You are. You're running out
of here. What are we doing, Spencer? We taking a break or are we still talking?
Whatever you want to do.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about the Farmers and spotty rain we had over the weekend, huh?
Union City had 3.5 inches of rain Saturday.
That night I went over for the elk steak. They had 4 in St. Mary's.
Really?
Freaking, I walked out because I was drunk.
Yeah.
But I walked to the car, and I was walking through 4 inches of water.
That was your pee.
No, it wasn't pee. It was in the driveway.
Whoops.
I got a big tank, but I can't let that much roll.
Not that big?
Anyhow.
How about my Thursday night to Union City?
For what?
So I went down to and gave it a checkout. So I told my wife, I said, well, ride with me, and we'll go to Union City.
Nice.
So we're going down there, and I said, how about that hot dog stand? I want to go to the hot dog stand. B&K.
Yeah.
Yeah, we looked it up.
Oh, is that the root beer place?
Root beer place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go down there, pour in. I said, give me four hot dogs, and we ain't got any hot dogs. I went, wait a minute, your hot dog stay. He goes, we got no hot dogs.
It's not B&K, is it?
It used to be B&K.
A&W.
Right now, it's Boogies or something like that. It's
Boogeyman's.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I left.
Really?
Nope. That ain't what I want.
You shouldn't. You know where you should have went?
So then I said, I'm going to go to the bowling alley. Because they got great pizza.
They ain't open.
Closed.
Yeah.
So I said, well, we can always go to Pizza Hut. Go to Pizza Hut. Closed.
You had to go to the Mexican joint.
I said,
joint.
Is this whole? So then I go to the Mexican joint.
And you walk in there scared to death.
Went through the grocery. Yep. Went back there and ate the worst Mexican I've ever had.
Oh, it was bad?
Oh,
was it really?
Really?
I was like eating that bottle.
Smitty thinks it's the greatest place Smitty to
loves,
slice
that's
bread.
What, that's what my wife said.
Honestly, we had good luck there.
Smitty says we come there all the time. It's delicious.
How was the chips? Terrible?
They're out of a bag.
No, they're not. You had a bad night.
I think you went to the wrong
place. I said we were not meant to go out to eat.
All right, we got a new pitcher on the mound out there, and he's going to face Jackson Irvin. That one's going to go over the catcher's head. He's going to flip back to his pitcher, and looks to me like Reese Wendell's going to score with ease.
Easy.
Hey, moment
19
of
is the pitcher.
Moment of silence.
Tyler Lammers.
Doyle Brunson died.
Did he?
Yeah, the poker player.
The poker player.
Today?
Yep.
Today? Big Doyle. What was he, 140? He was the oldest guy of all time.
He was. He was great.
Great poker player, though.
Texas Dolly.
Had to wake him up every once in a while. No. Oh,
did he play Texas? Did they have to play Texas Hold'em back then?
I don't know, but he shut her down.
Well, I'll be darned.
He folded them today.
He folded.
You got to know when.
I am out.
All right, 11-0 ball game. Bottom of the fourth inning. New pitcher on the mound here is I said his name, Tyler Lammers, Jr. for the Rangers.
Yep.
Hey, don't forget, folks, if you want to get in the community club golf outing, it's coming up here on June 10th at the Mercer County House. Get your team together. Get a hold of
Tiny.
Steve Diller or Tiny Dilworth and Venmo Fort Recovery Community Club. $260 for a four-man team, and it's a great tournament.
In the helmet. Right in the noggin.
Hole-in-one pot. You get a riding lawnmower with a hole-in-one from K&L Tractor Sales.
Actually, you just got to get it on the green this year. You get a hole.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Everybody gets one?
Todd's going to change it. Away.
If you hit the green.
Close enough.
You get a lawnmower.
On any hole.
Brand new
go out and pick one out.
Yep.
Pick one out on Monday morning.
Yeah.
He talked about it last year. He said, I think next year we'll just go if you hit the green.
Yep. You're in. And then they have the Miracle Lane 7-10 split. That's a, I don't know what it is, but they have a pot. And if you do something crazy, you win money. But the overall thing we want to is the Soy Overman benefit is that weekend.
That's that weekend, too.
And after the outing, everybody's going out there and have a cookout, and all the proceeds go to.
Which it is?
Yeah, yep. Everything goes to.
I think it's going to be pretty cool.
It is.
It is going to be awesome.
So get your team in there.
Okay, Coach. Now we got to tell them to swing at everything.
89. Doyle Brunson was 89.
Brady Hart, your batter. Double nickels at the plate.
He had a base hit, I think, last time.
Yes, he did. Jackson Irvin moving down the second on fast up. Ball.
Rangers struggling
with control right
he's
now.
Looking three in balls, the dugout, no strikes. Saying,
telling his coach, I've never pitched before. You sure you want me to pitch?
Come on, kid. Throw across there.
I'm on now.
This young man had a pretty good cut, too. That's high, ball four.
And, of course, this Wednesday is a big sectional track, so the Indians are going to be battling it out.
Yep.
With a chance, I think it's Wednesday, Friday, is the track
Wednesday,
meet, right?
Friday.
Where's that at?
That is at
Spencerville.
It's not at Spencerville, is it?
It's not.
Is it at Spencerville? I thought Joel's.
Is it at Spencerville?
It must be. It must be.
Well, yeah, I got it right here, boys.
Right,
check her out.
Yep, Spencerville. And that's at 4 o'clock both days, so. Mm-hmm. Calby will probably be heading up there, right?
My sophomore heading there to do some high jumping.
I right.
picked that up earlier and or later in the year. There's a swing. And
probably got that from her mom.
Her mom still holds a record at St. Henry High School.
High jump,
yeah.
6 feet?
I don't think. I think it's 5 foot something.
5 foot something?
Then you got the record here at Fort Recovery.
1 foot and a half. He tripped. Hey, he's at the record.
Alex! Sorry, Neil.
44, Eric Davis.
There's already a ball down the third baseman, a rocket right past him.
We're scoring two.
That's
going
to score one for sure. Here comes one little third, and Coach Ike's going to hold him up there. So a nice job by Alex Deuce. Hit a hard – I tell you what, that third baseman's getting picked on big time tonight.
That was Alex Gerke.
That was Alex Gerke?
Alex Gerke,
okay. Rex Leverett. Well, a base hit by Rex. Alex Gerke, and that's going to bring the 10th batter to the plate. And it's going to be Rex Leverett. I'm out of places to put him. He's batting in favor of Ethan Hartnagle right now.
Yeah.
One out here, bottom of the fifth inning. 12-0 your score. Six in the second, six so far here in the fourth, and two more on base. Been a long year for the Rangers, folks.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Yep, tough. Very nice first year. We won one game. And got run rolled 10.
Is that
10
right?
To 12 games, yeah. I think damn near got run rolled every game.
Yeah.
Several years in that time period where we played in the tournament, we played teams with more wins than we had played teams.
Yeah. Rex Leverett, the batter, he takes the first pitch, and he takes a ride at it out towards the left fielder. Left fielder camping underneath it. It's going to bang off his glove.
He had it.
That's going to score one and move Gerke over to third. So an E,
big guy had
seven,
it.
Gets Rex over to first, actually, and Gerke heads over to Jackson Irvin, comes around to score to make it 13-0. And Gerke is over to third.
Uh-oh.
Are they going too fast for you, Copy?
We're cruising right along here. I'm trying to keep up with the book. I got a lot of scribbling to do here.
You
got to
fill this one up. Owen, if we can.
All right, big Owen back up at the plate. He struck out his first time up. He could tie the record right here with Cale Rammel.
Striking out.
Two K's in the same inning. And they set the record in the same game.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll bet somebody struck out three times in an inning.
Be a lot of runs.
Yep.
I'm sure they did. In the Fort Recovery High School Baseball History Books, has anybody ever struck out three times in one inning?
Swing and a miss.
There's a swing and a miss by Big Owen.
That team that Jaden plays for, they had a kid hit two grand slams in one inning.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Pretty impressive. So, I thought that was unbelievable.
And Jaden has still got his heat streak going?
Yep, still got it going. 30,
how many?
34.
There's a foul ball down the third baseline. Owen's going to have to
come all the way back. Then I checked on it, and somebody hit three grand slams in one inning.
Really?
What?
Yep, that was the record.
In D1 college?
Yep. I said,
12 ribbies in one inning?
Yeah, he had 15 ribbies.
Not bad.
Pretty good day. That's a season.
Are you kidding me?
No.
First name George, last name Foster probably had that record.
Big George. He could hit her.
That one's outside. One ball, two strikes.
Yep. I don't think we want to put him behind the plate.
Oh, that's going to hit Owen.
Come
on,
and
that's going to load the bases.
The big guy may have to pull him.
So Owen hit my pitch, and I think
now,
that
can
is
you
number six.
Tell your runners.
Come on, Tyler.
Don't run. If he hits it, don't move. See what happens. Let him get a double play.
How about Jay Morant? Is that guy an idiot or what?
Yeah, that's something wrong there.
What is he thinking?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah?
Hmm.
What is that guy?
There's
thinking?
A nipper right there in the glove of the catcher for a strike. One ball, one strike to Nate Judy.
One out.
Going away.
There. Ace is wild.
That's going to get past the catcher, and nobody's
going
to move.
Boys ain't going anywhere. I think coach has got the old hole tied on.
Marcus like coach.
I could score.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, you could.
It's called the mercy rule. Pop that down. One is swung on.
That is an infield fly.
High in the air,
infield
and that's going to be a tough play.
Oh, you got to call him out.
And that's over the first baseman's head. One run's going to score.
That's an infield fly rule.
But really? Even if it's out there and you can't make a play?
Oh, no. He was coming. He had it.
I believe.
Don't believe. Shaky so. On that call.
I'm just trying to get this out of here.
That's a base knocker.
If I'm their coach, I'm out there. I'm scooting dirt on it. Are you kidding me? Don't you know what the infield fly rule is?
I have scored more runs in the book this game
the whole
four
year.
Innings than I have all year.
Yep, no doubter.
So the Ohio High School Baseball Coach Association come out with the rankings today.
Mm-hmm.
Rushi is third. St. Henry is fourth. Fort Laramie is sixth. Lincoln View is ninth. Columbus Grove and Kleina 12th, Minster 18th, Patrick Henry 22nd. So a lot of those names are familiar with us because
Absolutely.
We play them.
And we beat a couple of them.
And then in Division 3, Coldwater is 6th. So Wayne Trace is 16th. Walpolk is 12th in Division 2.
Receivers files that one back to the screen. One ball, two strikes to Reese. And I think if we can win tomorrow night, then we'll play St. Henry, right?
No, Bremen.
No, Bremen.
Oh, we play New Bremen. Okay.
Yep.
Maybe St. Henry in the next.
That one swung on and popped straight up.
First baseman is underneath. There you go.
Yeah, you got that.
And that is an infield fly, just like V says.
And girls softball, Minster girls are second in the state, and Rushi is ninth in the poll.
That out was
who's number one,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Don't say.
11 batters ago. 11 straight hits.
Gavin's been hit twice. Inning. Can you get hit three times in one inning?
Hey, now that might be a record.
That'd be a record.
He might lean into one.
Yep.
Just to
boom. That's it. On his back.
All of them between his numbers.
One on the noggin. Donk.
Gavin's like a little gun shy right now. Two outs. Runners. Bases loaded. That's swung on and hit out towards the center fielder. Shortstop going out. Center fielder coming in. And shortstop makes the play. Yeah. So that's three outs
right
there.
Right in front of 345. So.
Yes, sir. That was out there pretty far. But that was hit up in the air. Gavin goes down with a flying ball to the shortstop. That'll do it for our half of the fourth inning. We pick up eight runs, make it 14-0 in favor of the purple and white. We'll be back for the top half of the fifth in just a second.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews for Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know I can't wait to spend more time enjoying the great outdoors. Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer, so we are marking all sunscreens and chemical-free bug repellents 15% off in the month of May. Stop by your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, here we go. Top of the fifth inning. 6-7-8, Richling, Houston, and Stevens. That one's pop foul over the Ranger dugout. Jackson trying to finish her up right here. He's done a hell of a job.
He has been good. Yep.
Well, they haven't got a hit yet.
We got no hitter?
Nope. Yep, he's got no hitter.
I'll be dog.
Swinging a miss, 0-2.
Throwing pretty good heat, throwing pretty good strikes.
Yes, he is. Let me see that pen there, buddy.
Gotcha. He came in last Friday and did a nice job.
And the 0-2 pitch. Strike three looking. So that's one out now.
Whoop, there we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 strikeouts.
11. No hitter.
Here's Isaiah Houston. Nate Stevens on deck. Rangers trying to get a hit here. Strike one. Fastball. Isaiah struck out swinging his first time up.
A couple years ago, what, Patchy? He struck about 13 of them out, didn't he?
Yeah. He's still throwing hard.
He is throwing hard, and he's right on target.
Yeah,
dude.
He's in a groove, too. He's been in a groove all day. Third strikes.
He has.
He's on walk two. Strike three. Got him. So there's two outs now. Indians one out away from securing the MAC victory.
Yep.
Now batting number 18.
11-11 on a year.
5-4 in the league.
5-4 in the league.
Ball's a little low. Nate Stevens. Center fielder. Number 18 for the Rangers.
1-8.
That's a strike at the knees. 1-1.
Good pitch.
Jackson Irving, you've done yourself very proud, buddy.
He has been good today.
Yep.
Really good. Good way to finish for the senior.
Swing and a miss. One strike away from a no-hitter. And the pitch. Just a little outside.
A little hoochie out of it.
He gave a little hoochie, didn't he?
A little bit. A little, not much.
There's strike three.
Pull the string and that'll lure.
That'll end it. In the inning, nothing to cross. Strikes out three. And the Indians win it 14-0. We're going to come back with a rundown right after this. Indians 14, Rangers nothing.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
All right, we're back up here in the press box. Harold, the Indians win it 14-0,
yes,
and
sir.
Jackson Irvin was fabulous.
Boy, he was really good tonight. He was on target all day. When did he end up with, Bobby, 11 strikeouts?
13 strikeouts. Throws a no-hitter.
No-hitter. Nicely
Indians hit. Win the MAC game against New Knoxville, improved to 5-4. What's that?
One hit.
Nope.
I have one. Guy sent it out to center field. Blooper in the center.
Ooh. Did they get a hit?
Blooper in the center.
Didn't we throw the kid out at second on that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
not
a hit.
It's fielder's choice. Indians win it and finish this MAC season 5-4 and 11-11. And Fee, tomorrow we get at it for real. What's the schedule look like?
Absolutely. It looks like a big one. We got.
See you, Isaac.
See you, buddy. Take care, man.
5 o'clock start tomorrow. LCC's coming to town to play us. They're about 500, too, you said?
Yep.
That'll be a barn burner. If we can get that win somehow, we could go to New Bremen and try to win a sectional title on Friday.
Yeah. So we're 7 seed, they're 9. Is that what that says?
I think that's what it said, Neil.
Yeah, I think that's
right. Can't see. Blind.
Can't see nothing. Blind as a bat.
Blind as a bat. We'll be right here.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Right. So tune in tomorrow, but we'd like for you to get down here. Should be a big crowd. Should be a nice day for baseball. And
yep.
Once again, the Indians win it 14-0 for my good friend, Mr. Harold Philly Calpe, yes, sir, who had to leave for the council meeting.
Council meeting.
And the man behind the mic, the man behind the brains.
Behind the brains.
Neil Spencer.
Nowhere near the brains.
Yes, Neil Spencer. We'll see you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.